The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban Rav Chaf. We are holding on Chaf Amud Rishon. We are on the second line. כי אתה רב דימי כיף עם אלה שצייר את הבאבר אמר רבי יוחנן בעי אלפה לדברי האומר אין לי נם מועדה בקדוש ידיים ורגליים we learned on yesterday's daf according to רבי שמעון בן אלעזר the night doesn't ruin the קדוש ידיים ורגליים that means if a Kohen made קדוש ידיים ורגליים in the morning and he stayed up all the way until the next morning he's okay the night doesn't spoil his Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So the Gemara wants to know, according to that opinion that says the night doesn't spoil it, Mekiyor Maush Yifsidu. What about, let's say, the water stayed in the sink the whole night? Does the water staying in the sink the whole night get ruined? So I can say, listen, the guy himself doesn't become ruined, so maybe the water doesn't become ruined overnight also. Or maybe I could argue, no, that once the water goes into the sink is considered a Kli Sharet. Once it's in the Kli Sharet, it's Kodesh, so therefore it has the rules of Kodesh. Therefore, overnight it's going to become no good. That's the question. Given us Mi Amrinan, Hani Lemai, what are these waters in the sink being used for? The Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. It's being used for the Kohen to wash his hands. And Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim Gufayu Lo Pasul Behulina. And according to this rabbi, even the guy himself is not Pasul overnight. So therefore, the water is not going to be more strict than the guy. Oh, Dilma, Kevan, the Kiddush, Lehu, Bechli Sharet. So maybe I'll say, since bottom line, they're in the sink, which is Chli Sharet, Mifsal, that's the question. Bottom line, you have water in the sink overnight. Does the water become Pasul? According to the opinion that says that the guy himself, the Kohen himself, overnight becomes Pasul, meaning he has to make Kiddush Adam Raglam again, certainly the waters will become Pasul overnight. Then I have a question. According to the B, that we learned on yesterday's daf, that the Rebbe holds that the Kohen overnight has to wash again his hands the next morning, it's clear according to that opinion, the water that remains in the Kiyor overnight will also become Pasul. The question only is the Gabed Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That says the water, that the guy himself is okay overnight if he didn't go to sleep. He didn't have a Sehadat. So maybe the water also is like that. Or maybe no. He explained it. Ilfa explained it. He said, you know what? Yeah, it's the same machloket. If you hold that the guy, the Kohen's okay at night, for the next morning, the water's okay also. If you hold it's not good, it's not good. It's the same machloket. Whatever you're going to say by the Kohen, you say by the water. Yeah?
Rabbi,
Ata Omerkin? So he tells Ilfa, you're saying that, Rabbi? You really want to say that the machloket is the same? Ela haki amar that v'semar Rabbi Yochanan shemed de Ilfa. But we have another. So who made this statement over here? Somebody was quoting Ilfa. Amar v'ame, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Adar pashit Ilfa ki machloket bezu ki machloket bezu. Amar lefanav Rabbi Yisachmar besna. Rabbi, ata Omerkin? You want to say that the machloket is the same machloket? How could you say that? Why? Kiyor shelo shak'u mebe'erev mekadesh memenu la'avodat layla ulmachar eno mekadesh. Okay, what's the story of it? Kiyor, the sink, shelo shak'u. What is it, shelo shak'u? And she says, I guess underground there was a bore, there was a source of water. So they didn't stick the kiyor in the pit where it's supposed to rest. Kiyor shlosh kumi ba'irev. Mekadesh mi avodat layla. So he could use the water in there that was in there already from the sink for night purposes. ulmahar eno mikadesh. But in the morning, since it wasn't connected to the board, you're not allowed to use those waters in the morning. What does it mean in the morning you cannot use them? What does it mean in the morning you cannot use them? The mahar eno mikadesh delot sarich lekidush. Maybe it means in the morning you don't have to wash because you washed the night before. Maybe that's what it means you don't wash. Or dilma ipsal blina. Or maybe it means no. You don't wash in the morning because you can't wash in the morning because those waters are pasul. They were sitting in the basin the whole night. Velo pashit lan. And he didn't know the answer. Which means, on that statement, he didn't know how to learn, he had a sefik. When it says, the water was sitting in the sink the whole night. It says, and you washed with it. The next morning, you don't wash. What does it mean you don't wash? You don't have to wash? Or you're not allowed to wash? He had a sefik. The umor kapashit le mefshit. And you are coming, Rabbi, and giving a clear answer and saying that the waters are okay? Which means, Rabbi Yochanan himself had a sefik on this. And you're coming along and saying it's okay. You cannot answer this question. They asked the rabbi, "What's the deal on the waters? If the water stayed overnight?" He said, "Machloket bezu, kach machloket bezu," which means it's the same machloket. According to Mishnah Nazar, just like the queen's okay the next morning, the waters are okay. He says, "Rabbi, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan himself had a sefik on this because it says in the Braita over here what? If the water was sitting in the sink the whole night, so the next morning you don't make kiddush." So when you don't make kiddush, does that mean you don't have to make kiddush? Or does it mean the word is pasul? So you had a sefek. The rabbi had a sefek and you're coming along and saying it's pashut? You can't do that. Okay, so you're right. So Tashma, we'll have to bring another proof then. Tashema ben katin. Ben katin, who's ben katin? Asar shneim asar dad the kiyor. Which means he made 12 spigots in the kiyor. A big kiyor, so the kohanim could wash at the same time. Afu asa mukhni. What's a mukhni? Machine, pulley, to lower the kiyor every night. He would lower the they would lift the kiyor up like a pulley system, and then at night he wanted the kiyor to be attached to the board. So therefore, the water will not become pasul overnight because whatever was left in the basin is now going to be attached back to the source. Once it's attached back to the source, it's okay. That was Ben Katin's hadush. Again, he would lower the kiyor every night through this pulley system back into the board, so the waters would touch. So it says, "Shelo yu memabdiv sanim bedina." Oh, so what do you see over here? That the waters at night become pasul. Now, which shita is he talking in? My love, Rabbi El Azab Rabbi Shimoni. And must be this is going like Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon that says even though the kohen is okay the next morning, but he still did it in order to protect the water. So you see, everybody holds the water that stays overnight is pasul. No, Rabbi. No, I can tell you it's according to Rabbi's opinion. I can say that this mukhni that was made by Ben Katim was made according to Rabbi. That holds what? That just like every morning you have to make a new netila no matter what, so too the water have to be done, the waters have become pasul at night. But maybe according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, in the Kedami, just like he's okay, the water's okay in the morning. The water's in the sink. But they would lower it every night, so the waters that remained in the, instead they could have emptied it out. They didn't want to empty out the sink. Instead of emptying out the sink, they would just lower it. So now the water in the sink would be touching the source. So therefore, it's considered there's no dinah. It's touching the source again. So what do you see from that? You're right, but why would you have to make such a mukhni? Yeah, because it must be held. If you don't do that, the water is going to be pasul. So the Gemara says, and that must be going to the Bishmam al-Azhar. Say no, it's going like to be. Who told you that Ben Katin, that apparatus was made for the Bishwam and Azar? I tell you, really, because the Bishwam and Azar, it's okay. And that was made according to the Bina. So just like the Kohen is no good the next morning, the water is no good the next morning. So Gemara says, oh, you cannot say that. Because, listen good now. In this story of Ben Katin's mechanism to lower the item, in the beginning of that Mishnah, the Gemara is going to try to prove that the beginning of that Mishnah was going according to the Bishwam and Azar. Once I prove at the beginning of the Mishnah was going to Bishwam and Azar, must be Ben Katin's pulley system is going according to him also. So Gemara says, the Hamid the Reish Rabbi Elazar, I keep on saying the Bishwam and Azar, it's Rabbi Elazar and Bishwam. The Hamid the Reish Rabbi Elazar and Bishwam, Sefer Namir Rabbi Elazar and Bishwam, Diktani Desha. Okay, now we have a whole story over here. It's not difficult. It looks difficult with all these pictures, but it's not difficult. I'm going to tell it to you outside first. You have to bring a korban. Okay? You have the mizbaya. Okay. You have the mizbaya. Just look at any of those pictures. Doesn't matter which picture you look at. You see the Mizbeach? Okay. You see the Ulam? Okay, Ulam is like a little antechamber before you go into the Hechal. Okay, that's the inner area, inner sanctum. Okay, fine. Torah says you have to bring the Korban, slaughter the Korban, on the northern side of the Mizbeach. You have to let the animal stand on the northern side of the Mizbeach. The Kohen comes around and slaughters it. We're talking about over here Kippur. Service of Kippur. Kohen Gadol on Kippur, he takes his par, he puts it to the north of the Mizbeach. Now, you see the Mizbeach? I don't know if you have the same picture as I do, but is your Safon facing up? Okay, stop. Yeah, good, to the right. So now, let me to the right.
West is north, so west is different.
Okay, so there's a different picture. Okay, I figured that out. Yeah. Okay. Just look at it. It's very easy. Yeah. You see the Mizbeach? Okay. Up is north. Easy. Up is north. Okay, so we have a three-way mahloket when it says. It's okay. Okay, so you can do that one. The point is, whenever the Torah says you have to bring it to the north, what is considered the north of the Mizbeach? There's a three-way mahloket over here. Okay? Look at Aleph. According to the Biyosim and the Biyuda, north to him is from the northern wall of the Mizbeach to the northern wall of the Azara, only the width of the Mizbeach. Okay, fine. Which means directly to the Mizbeach area, all the way north, all the way up. Okay. Then you have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. He says that what? The north is considered from the Ulam. You see the Ulam, the wall of the Ulam, all the way to the Mizbeach. And not only that, even all the way to the middle of the Mizbeach. So long as you're to the midpoint of the Mizbeach, you're still Safon. Beneath that line, you're already Darum, you're already south. So again, from the half of the Mizbeach all the way to the Ulam, all the way up. So again, he says you can bring it between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now, I don't know if he's arguing on Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Udayat. But let's say they're arguing for this, for our point, okay? So the first rabbi says north is only the width of the Mizbeach up. Rabbi Elazar is going to say what? No, it's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. You see it? What does Rabbi hold? He holds, wow. He says, not only do you get the other sections, he's going to say you even get the northern part that's all the way to the east. The area where the Israel can enter, is that Israel? And the place where the Kohanim can enter, that's Gimal. So all three areas that he's going to say is okay. Because we're going to clearly say, if Rabbi lets you do it on the eastern side, certainly he's going to let you do it closer. So he's not arguing on them. He's Mosif. Rabbi definitely is Mosif. Okay, so you got the three shittot? Okay, now read it inside the Gemara. We're going to see now. That's the Gemara's point. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Veha, Medresha Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Sifana Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Dektani Resha. Balo Etzel Paro, the Kohen goes next to his Paran Kippur. Uparo Aya Omed Bina Ulam Vela Mizbeya. Oh, the Par would be between the Ulam and the Mizbeya. Stop, who's that? That's got to be Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Because who's the only Shita that says that the Par can be between the Ulam and the Mizbeya? Very good. Roshola Darom, now I'm just giving you how you position it. The face of the animal is facing south. Upanav l'ma'arav, and they tilt the head to the west. Oh, the Gemara talk. Vakohen omed b'mizrach, and the Kohen stands in the Mizrach, in the east. Upanav l'ma'arav, and he's facing west. It's giving you the positions of everything. Now, man shamate damar b'nav l'mizbeach, safon. Who's the opinion that says that between the ulam and the mizbeach is Safon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Ezehu Safon. What is considered Tzafon? Mikir Mizbeach Sifoni Ve'ad Kotel Azara Sifoni Uchneged Kol HaMizbeach Kulo Tzafon Devrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's the first Shita. From the wall of the Mizbeach to the wall of the Azara, the whole width of the Mizbeach. That's Shita Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Second Shita. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Mosif. Okay. He's Mosif. Not only the first opinion, I extend it. What? Ab bin ha'olam v'la mizbeach. Even go to the left, right, all the way from the mizbeach all the way to the ulam. Third opinion, be mosif. That means mosif on all shitot. Af makom drisat regle kohanim makom drisat regle Israel. Even the area to the right, where you able to the east, where you able to, where the kohanim and the Israel are able to walk. Aval min ha'halifot v'lifnim hakol modim shepasul. What's the halifot? What's the halifot v'lifnim? I'll tell you what the halifot v'lifnim means. Halifot v'lifnim is in the chamber itself. We have the picture. You see the picture? In the ulam itself, on the right side of the ulam and on the left side of the ulam, you have like little chambers over there. Okay? Those chambers are called Bet HaHalifot. Okay? Like they protruded out of the ulam. So everybody agrees in those areas, let's say to the north, on the north one. You see the north one? In that shaded area, you cannot bring it over there. That's too far away. It's got to be, which means, according to the Rabbi Shimon, the ulam is the cutoff point. You can't go into the Beit HaHalifot section, that area that's inside the ulam, even though it's north, that's too far away. Okay? Beit HaHalifot is not going to be counted. Now, what do you see from over here, but? You see from over here. I'm speaking out now. This Mishnah of the Mukhni that Ben Katin made. What did he say? He made an apparatus. Every night he's going to lower the kiyor back into the board because he didn't want the leftover waters that are in the board to become basul. Very nice. So we said that must be going like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Even though Rabbi Shimon Elazar, I keep on saying Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It's going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because even though Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says the Kohen is okay, he's going to say, but the water is not. Now, who told you that that's going like Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon, that Mishnah? I'll tell you, because the beginning of that Mishnah says, where do you bring the, where do you slaughter the Korban of the Kippur? So it says, the Kohen stands Ben Ha'ulam La Mizbeach. Who's that opinion that says, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is the north spot? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Oh, so you see from the Resha is the Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon, the Sefaz also. Now, Steve is right. I could argue and say no. It could be the B. Because the B says you even have more area. So therefore, you have no ra'ayat to the Shazam B'al Mishon. So the Gemara says, V'tispera Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon, he below the B. Who told you say only the B'al Mishon, not the B? Hashta Rabbi ad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudam Mosif. Ad Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon no Mosif. Which means, if the B agrees to extend the area, that not only he lets you do it in his area, but he lets you do it in the Bi Yosef, the Bi Yodaz area, certainly he's going to let you do it in the Bi Yosef, the Bi Yodaz area, because it's closer to the Kiddushah. It says the Bi was Mosif on the Bi Yosef, the Bi Yodaz. That not only you don't have to do it parallel to the Mizbeach, you can even do it to the east of it. If he's lenient that he's Mosif on the Bi Yosef, the Bi Yodaz, certainly he'd be lenient to do it in the place of the Bi in the Bi Shimon, because that's closer to the Kodesh. So therefore, I can tell you, Ben Olam Olam Mizbeach is the Bi. So it says, Ana Anachi Kamina in the East, like the Dakar Bi, look me bim kum diri sitte gle korim, bim kum diri sitte gle Israel. It can't be the Bi. Because why would the Bi say then in the Mishnah, the Kohen stands Ben Olam Olam Mizbeach? Why tell me Ben Olam Mizbeach? Tell me a big hadush. Tell me he stands even on the other side where the Kohanim and the Israelim are able to stand. Which means, why would the Mishnah say that the Kohen stands Ben Olam Olam Mizbeach? What from? Here's the Mizbeach. Here, here's the Ulam. So it says in the Mishnah, the Kohen goes and stands over here Ben Olam Mizbeach. And that's the B. Now I agree, Rabbi agrees with that, but say a big Hadush. Say he can even stand over here. According to Rabbi, he can. So from the fact that it didn't say he can stand over here, and it said he still must be, it is Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon. Because Elamai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he lukmem mikir mizbeya sefoni ad kotel azara sefoni. You're right, which means according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, why did you only tell me between the ulam and the mizbeah? It's not only between the ulam and the mizbeah, even able to do it higher, more north, which is really not between the ulam and the mizbeah. Which means, so according to nobody, he gave me the exact coordinates. What bam? You tell me, it can't be the B. You know it can't be the B? It's going to be where he gave me this area over the east. And only said Bina Ulam Mizbeah. Also, who's Bina Ulam Mizbeah? The B and the Rabbi Shimon. Why did you give me Bina Ulam Mizbeah even above? What do you mean big Hadush? Big Hadush is even far away. Not in the Ulam. Bina Ulam Mizbeah, are you telling me?
This is more north.
So, but why did you tell me this area, but? This is less Hadush. This is. Why did you limit the spot then? If this is good, for sure that's good. You're right, but so tell me the bigger area. Why you tell me, Dafka bin Olam, you only bin Olam Mizbeah? If I don't do bin Olam Mizbeah, it's Pasul? Of course not. So why'd you limit it over here? So he says, Lukme, Mekir Mizbeah Sefoni, from the Safon of the Mizbeah, up, I'd go to the Azar Sefoni, all the way to the Azara, from all the way up. Elami itlach lemelash, you know what you're going to answer me? Meshum Cholshad de Kohen Gadol. You know why he didn't tell me this top area according to Bezav Rabbi Shimon? Because we don't want to tire out the Kohen Gadol on Kippur because he's fasting. So he gave me the closest area. Once already you're telling me that we gave the closest area because we don't want to tire the Kohen Gadol on Kippur carrying the blood a further distance. So therefore I could say that really the Resha is Rabbi. And don't ask me why you didn't tell me this area over here, the east side. Because Cholshat Kohen, we don't want to get involved in the tiredness of the Kohen. Therefore it said over here. So therefore, you have no Ra'ayara to Resha is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Azab, Rabbi Shimon. I can say the Resha is Rabbi. What do you mean Rabbi? If it was Rabbi, why did it say Ben Olam Nozmeah? Say even further. Yeah, because Cholshat Kohen Gadol. What do you want to tell me? Rabbi Azab, Rabbi Shimon? How can we only tell me that on his back? Tell me even higher. Ela Cholshah. So the same Hussein said, we're not saying the B. So therefore, you have no Ra'ayah. Let's go back. So the Resha, I can say, is the B. And what did the Mukhni do? El Azab bin Katiz Mukhni do? It lowered the sink every night to keep the water attached. Why? Because the waters that are in the sink, if they stay overnight, they're going to become Pasul. So we said, aha, that must be going like a B. Azab bin Shimon. Because he's the Resha of the Mishnah. And if, even though he says the Kohen is okay, must be the water is not okay. No Raya. I can say that's only going according to Rabbi. Because Rabbi that says the Kohen is no good, could be the water is no good. That's why they make the Mukhti. But according to Rabbi Shimon, just like the Kohen is good, could be the water is good. You have no Raya from that. Mishnah. Amar continues. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kedesh Yadav Raglav the Trumat Tadeshin. Let's say he made Kiddush Yadayim Raglav. The Kohen washed his hands. The Trumat Tadeshin. Trumat Adeshin was what? That was one of the first things that the Kohen would do in the morning. Actually, it says he would go up to the Mizbeah early in the morning, before sunrise. This was done early. He would take the shovel, take all the ashes from the previous day, bring it down, put it on the floor of the Azara, the eastern side of the Azara. Miracle would happen. The ground would open up and just absorb all the ashes. That's what it says. It was done before Alot HaShachar. So the question is, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Kohen gets up early in the morning, it's really not morning, it's still night. But that's the first service, so to speak. So the question is, that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that he does for Terumat Adeshin, does that count for the whole day? Or do we say, no, it happened at night. If it happens at night, you got to make a new one in the morning. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the mahar irusik l'kaddish. You don't get to make kiddush adam v'glam in the morning. Shkvar kiddush mitchilat avodah. So already you did it. You did it from the beginning of the avodah. The first avodah is the tumat edition. You did it. Kibra says, Leman, who's this going like? E le Rabbi ha'amar pastalina. What do you mean? Rabbi, we learned already that once already you passed the night, night is posel the kiddush adam v'glam. So this guy did it at night. So now once the new morning comes, it's a new morning. So it can't be caught in. Either be Lazam Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amar in Sadiq the Kaddish Afidim Mikan Ba'at Asara Yamim. Right, according to Rabbi Lazam Rabbi Shimon, what are you telling me tomorrow you don't have to wash hands? According to Rabbi Shimon, even for 10 days, if you continue doing the Amodah, and you don't make a Sihah, you don't have to wash your hands. There's no Hiddush in Rabbi Lazam Rabbi Shimon. Amar Bayan Olam the Rabbi. Really, it is going to Rabbi. Vilina the Rabbanani. The whole deen of Lina that's posel kiddush adam v'raglayim is with Rabbanan. Why? We were gozer on kiddush adam atu, you're going to make Lina on a korban, which is the oraita. So we put Lina on other items, even though the Torah doesn't makpid on such a thing. So the whole deen of Lina really is Rabbanan. Umodi, de mikolat ha-geber ve'ad safra, lo pasla Lina. He's mode that from early in the morning, before alot ha-shachar, until Kriyat HaGeven, until the morning comes, it's not going to be considered, Rabbi's not going to make a gizad on that thing. Because to the people, that's already the beginning of this day. Even though you're right, it's before Lot HaShem, but the beginning of the service is with Trumat Edition. So, the whole Din of Lina, by Kiddush Namekam, is Drabbanan. When did the rabbis make a gizad? When it was Shayach. Which means, if a guy made Kiddush Namekam, in the morning, and he worked the whole day, and he worked the whole night. In the morning, got to make a new kiddush adam. Because people say, "Listen, the night, slina." When you get up in the morning and you go to the Beit HaMikdash, even though you went early, they say, "Okay, the avodah started. That's already considered the new day, even though technically it's not." But the rabbis will not go in such a case. Even the Rabbi will agree to such a situation. Look at the Rashi. Many read Vidinad Rabbanan. It's I don't know, tell us in the bottom, Vidinad Rabbanan. No, all the wide lines.
Oh,
it's
here.
Yes, okay. Vidinad Rabbanan.
Vidinad Rabbanan. Linazu Shito'il Bikidush.
To'il meaning it's like Me'ilam. To'il meaning that it.
It's Ma'al.
Yeah, that it's so good.
She'en Amayim Bifnenu Midrabbanan.
Who?
Who the Gazor Ba Shalot.
To zelzel
b'lina.
Don't bezelzel other things
of lina.
Which means when they would lift the kiyor up, they had that mukhni thing, right? They would lift the kiyor up in the morning, and that's already a new day. Already, that's the start of the new day.
Mikrot
ha-gever is like from the one day when they wake the kohanim up to tell them go clean the mizbeach.
Shuzman trumat edition. Damina beperek kamadi yuma.
High puta. Lo pasal elina bekidush.
The law maski la inshed adataihu the dami.
People don't make such a difference between kirota gever, which is right before the tashara. It's too short of a time to make gizera. Okay. Rava Amar Rava says different answer. Le'olam Rabbi Yochanan is going according to Rabbi Lazab Rabbi Shimoni. Oh, really? I tell you, it's going like that. That shita. Vera'a Rabbi Yochanan devarav, and Rabbi Yochanan, he understood, he took, I should say, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's deen b'tchilat avodah velo besof avodah, which means like this: Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon held, even if you're working the night before, your kiddush adayim and aglam is still alive. You're working the night before, no, it's at that point. Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with him on that. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't take Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon so far besof avodah, that last night's avodah will carry on to tomorrow morning. It's okay, but at least I'll take Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon b'tchilat avodah. She's even though it's night today, but b'tchilat avodah I'll take it. She's really he's in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But of course, how far did Rabbi Yochanan accept Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's shita? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon himself held even from the night before. If you kept on working in the morning, you're okay. I don't go that far. But at least I'll take it with Rabbi Shimon if it's the night, but the beginning of a service. since it's the beginning of the service of the day, of the new day, even though it's not that much, I'll take it. But if she's according to the Hava, according to the B, this is no good. According to the B that says the night is posel, this will be posel as well. This is dafka going in the Bilal Zabar Bishimon. I would say Hadush the Bilal Zabar Bishimon, because I only take him in Tehillat Avodah. I don't take him Besof Avodah. When you read that she as well. V'ra'a Rabbi Yochanan Devarav.
Shel Rabbi Elazar.
Nechonim.
V'mekadesh
Yadav. Mekadesh Yadav.
Bitchilat
Avodat Ayom. V'lo Pasar
Balina. V'lo B'mi Shekidesh.
Balayla. V'lo Halavim Shosof Avodat Ayom. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Meti be. So the Gemara has a question against Rabbah. Ra'uhu Ehab Kohanim. Let's say the brothers see the Kohen, the guy who made Terumat Adeshin. Once he makes Terumat Adeshin, now the Korban starts. Now he starts bringing all that Tamid and all that stuff. So it says, Shiarad, he came there from the Mizbayah, Vehen Ratsu Ubao. So they came in, they ran into the Azara. Miharu, Vikideshu, Yidehem, Vireglehem, Menakiyot. Oh, so they went and they have to prepare themselves for Avodah. So they run into the Kiyor area and they wash their hands and feet. Now, it comes and tells us exactly what they did. They would run up to the ramp, and they would take the Terumat Adeshin out. If there was Terumat Adeshin a little, they would put it in the Azara on the floor. Miraculously, it would get swallowed in the ground. If there was a lot of addition ashes on the Mizbeah, so then they would bring it to a special spot over there. It was called a Tafuah, and they used to, pile it up over there. I'm sorry, they would take it out Chutz Yerushalayim. If they were put on the Azara, that place they put it in the Azara floor was called Tafuah, so they got a pile. If there was a lot, they would take it outside of Yerushalayim, they would come addition, and that's where they would leave it. Now, then what would happen? They would come back into the Beit HaMikdash and do the Korban Tamid. The next service is the Korban Tamid. Now, the Chadush of here is like this. These Kohanim, Mistamah, the Gemara's assuming, were up all night doing other services. This is the Gemara's assumption. Hekter Halavim, Evarim, the Mizbeah's working the whole night, they're busy. Then all of a sudden they see the time is up, the Kohanim are starting to go up to do Terumat Adeshin. Oh, Miyad, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and they go up to the thing. Oh, so what do you see over here? According to Rabbi Azam and Rabbi Shimon, he held what? That if you're doing an Avodah the whole night, you don't have to make a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim the next morning. But from this bright over here is Mashma, that even though they were doing stuff the night before, when the time of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the comes, you got to start. So the Chaurah, this is a question against Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Now, look at the Rashi. Better read the Rashi for us. Ra'u Achiv Shiarad. Shnei Masechet Tamid. Ra'u Achiv Shiarad. Four lines on the bottom. Ra'u. First word on the line. Da'u.
Oh, Ra'u Echav Shiyarad. Shnahi B'Masechet Tamid. B'Torem Et Edition Shiyarad Min HaMizbeach B'Machteh Shel Terumat Edition B'Yadu.
Right. The guy came down to the Mizbeach. He's got the shovel in his hand with the dish in his hand. Miharu.
Miharu V'Kiddushu. V'Otzi Et Edition B'Mkom HaMaracha O L'Salako L'Tafuach Shebe'emsa HaMizbeach V'Hach Itnan B'Hatam
Ha'atam
Ha'atam Echelu
Ma'ali
Be'efer Al Gabeh HaTafuah.
They started to put the ashes. They're making a pile of the ashes.
V'kasakadatach V'kohanim Sh'avdu Kol HaLayla.
Ah, we're assuming we're talking about Kohanim that worked the whole night before.
V'kudishay Yadayim V'raglayim Hayu Tzrichim Lachzor
L'Kadesh Akshav
Sh'mitof Avodah Azu Ad Ayom V'yifsol Kiddush HaLayla B'linat Amud HaShachar V'yo'il Lahem Kiddush Zeh Shel Achar Korot HaGeber.
So let's get the case good before we analyze who the question is against. They would see the time is there. We're assuming they worked the whole night. They would make Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim. They would go do the Terumat and then we continue the service. They would continue the service. It means they made one Kiddush. They made a Kiddush HaRaglayim from the night to the morning service. And then at the morning, meaning at the Terumat Adeshin, they were good for the rest of the day. So the Gemara says, Pishlama le'abaye, according to the way Abaye understood Rabbi Yochanan, demokim la kirebi, that says the Yohanan statement is like Rabbi, that what? That when they would make Terumat addition in the morning, that Kiddush Adam and Glam would last them for the whole day. Umodu Rabbi, the Mikirota Geber Ad Safran Lo Paslalina, Hamani Rabbi. This is going like Rabbi. That means from the night to Terumat addition, they had to make a Kiddush Adayim. But from Terumat addition on, they were good. That's exactly Rabbi. However, Ela Lerava, the Mokina, Rabbi Razab Rabbi Shimon. Oh, but he learns it because it's called Rabbi Shimon. Aval, Lerabi, Mikrot Gebra Ad Safra, Paslalina. But according to that, Chita, Rabbi is going to hold that no, you got to do it again. From Trimat Adeshin until the morning, that's one night, and then you got to do it again. So then, Hamani, who is this Mishnah going to go like? I Rabbi Paslalina. If it's Rabbi, you got to make a Kiddush Adam Reglam again after Alot HaShahar. According to that second answer of Rava saying that the Yohanan made a statement because of Yazab Rabbi Shimon. That means according to Rabbi, you got to make a it is Lina. And therefore after Alot HaShahar, you got to make Kiddush Adam Reglam, you could make it twice. He would make it in the morning early before the morning, through the tradition, they would have to do it again. So this Mishnah cannot be like him. Because this Mishnah is Mashmah, that after you made it for Tumor tradition, you're good for the whole day. So cannot be Rabbi. Either Yazab Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amar Afidu Mikan Vasarayim, Imenu Sarikli Kaddish. Right, and according to him, what is the Mishnah coming along and tell me that the night, he worked the whole night, the guy. Now you tell me the next morning he's got to do it again. I mean, according to the Mishnah, if you're working at night, you're not going to make Kiddush Adam for 10 days even. Why would you have to make Kiddush Adam at Terumat Adeshin time, according to the Mishnah? He holds if you work the night before, which we're assuming this case, Mishnah, he was working the night before, you're covered. So the Gemara says, the Adam can be the Mishnah. Easy answer. We're talking about new Kohanim. They weren't working the night before. I was talking about so therefore the Kohanim were not working the night before. They woke up. It was before Alot HaShahar. What is it? Wash, and now wash. It covers you the whole night. Because according to the Bilal, nobody be Shimon, you're good for the rest of the day. According to that answer. No problem. There were new Kohanim. There weren't Kohanim that were doing service the whole night. Okay, very easy. No. It could be. It could be, but at least we have an author now. According to the, if you're going to tell me the other way, you can only tell me it's going like Rabbi. I'm sorry, if you're telling me that according to the way Rabbi, what's his name, according to Rava, the way Rava understood the machloket, it's going according to nobody. Because if they did the service the night before, according to Rabbi, Elazar ben Shimon, you don't got to make it. According to, what do you call it, according to Rabbi, you have to do it again after Terumat Adeshin. So this is going like nobody. Oh, I'll tell you, according to Rava, I'll understand this Mishnah, because I had new Kohanim. New Kohanim, he said, that they got to make it in the morning, according to everybody, and then it'll be like Elazar ben Shimon, that once they did it in the morning, they're good for the rest of the day. Comes Gibran and says, that questions, he buy it to who? Yitzi'al Maushe Torei B'Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Kohen walks out of the Azara. He leaves the Beit HaMikdash. Does that break his Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? I'll say, well, the night isn't posel, which is according to the Bezabri Shon, let's say. The night doesn't posel. Why? Delo Parish. Because he didn't leave the Beit HaMikdash. He's still working. That's the only case where the Bezabri Shon says that the night is not posel, because he's still there. But this guy, he left. Maybe when he left, he has to say hadat, and therefore his mind's off his hands. Therefore, he's got to do the Shadam Eglam again. No, it's possible he should come back. He didn't take his mind off him. When he walked out, he could almost walk back in. So therefore, his mind's not off the Kiddush Shadam Eglam. Tashema, Kiddush Shadam Eglam, Vinitbi'u. Oh, different case. Guy made Kiddush Shadam Eglam the Queen, and his hands became Temeim, Matbilim. So he has to make Tibilat Shadayim. He's got to actually dip his hands. Ve'en tzarich lekadesh. But he doesn't have to make Kiddush Shadayim v'Raglayim again. He just has to make Tibilat Shadayim. Yetzu. Oh, but if he, let's say, went out, Harehen b'Kiddushatan. If he goes out, the hands are still remaining in their Kiddushah that they originally had. So the Gemara says, Yetzu Yadav. Lo kame b'ayla. This case is talking about where his hands went out. Don't bring me a raya. The guy was standing inside. He stuck his hands outside over there. So yatsu yadav lo tzirichim. Because same case. Nitme'u yadav tzirichim tevira. Yatsu. Maze yatsu. Yatsu yadav. Yes. He stuck his hands out. Okay. Lo tzirichim. I'm not asking on yatsu yadav. Ki kame b'ayla and yatsa kol gufo. I want to know where his whole body went out. That's what he's different. Could be the one the whole body went out. That's the biggest say hadat. Therefore, that's what's my question. So Gemara says, "My, what's going to be the answer to that?" So Gemara says, "Tashema." This is talking about a Kohen. Shelo rihutz yadayim veraglayim. We said what? If a Kohen did not wash his hands, it's posel da'avodah. That's one of the items that are a deal breaker. You must wash your hands in the morning from the kiyur. So it says that what? Ketzat. What are we talking about over here? Mekadesh bichli sharet bifnim. Let's say the guy was the Kohen was mekadesh bifnim, meaning in the right place in the azada. He didn't use kli sharet, meaning he's supposed to do it outside in the azada with the kli sharet, with the kiyur. This Kohen did it a little differently. He went inside and he didn't use the water of the kli sharet of the kiyur, but he made kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Oh, so now we say what? It's going to be kishera. Or the opposite. Kiddush b'kli sharet, he used kli sharet, however b'chutz, but he didn't do it in the azara. So the guy's one for two. Either he missed the sink and he did it inside, or he did it outside with kli sharet in the keli. He filled it up with the keli, but he did it outside the azara. Or b'kli hol b'fnim, or he used a kli hol, not a kli sharet, inside. Or shetava b'mei ma'ara, or he dipped his hands in like a mikveh water. Ve'avad, in all these cases over there, avodato pesula. In all these cases over there, it's considered he didn't wash. Okay, let's read Rashi. Eddie, read the Rashi's for us. Read the Rashi's. Start Rashi. Mekadesh b'kli sharet. Right, which doesn't have to be the sink. You can wash from the sink, or take the water from the sink in a kli sharet acher and pour it on him. No problem.
Not directly in the. It could be all directly in the sink.
Or from a kli sharet from the sink. Bifnim. Correct. Which is normally the kiyor is nazara. This guy over here, he went bifnim b'toch out the way he's supposed to be ba'azara bifnim, but he just didn't use the kiyor. He used the thing. Bechli yichol derachatzu b'menu. Good, it's got to be a kli sharet. Or shetaba b'mara. Right, b'mim chunasim. It's just a mikveh. He dipped his finger into the mikveh. Avodato. Right, we don't say, tevilah is very special. No, no, you need kiddush adayim v'raglayim bifnim from the kiyur. Otherwise, it's going to be pasul. So the Gemara now is making diyukim over it. Listen to the diyuk the Gemara makes. Ta'ama dekidesh b'chli sharet b'chutz. The problem why b'chutz is no good, he's outside because he used kli sharet. Ha'kidesh bifnim. Mashmah, if he made the kiddush inside, so only because he did it outside, but it's masa if he did it inside and then went out, it would be okay. Only because he did it outside, but if you did it inside and then left, it'd be okay. Oh, that answers that question. You left. Look how that's still going to be okay. So who told you to make that diuk? Dilma. Kiddush b'chli sharet b'chutz. That the case that it said that he did kiddush adam v'raglayim b'chli sharet b'chutz. Hechidame kegon de'apik yadav lebar. Exactly. Talking about where the guy, the Kohen, standing inside and he stuck his hands outside. B'kiddush, and he made the kiddush. Now we said it's pasul. So then what would the diyuk be? Hakiddush b'fnim b'yatzad de'apik yadav lebar kesherah. The kesherah case would be that if he washed his hands inside and stuck his hands outside, that will be kesher. Aval yatzak kol gufo tibayelak. You stop a question on kol gufo. I mean, you can't make your diuk on kol gufo. I'll tell you the case you're talking about. This guy standing inside, he stuck his hands out. He made the kiddush adayim v'raglayim outside. No good. Ah, mashma what? That if he made the kiddush adayim v'raglayim inside, then stuck his hands out.
He's okay.
That'll be okay because hands. But you have no raya to the whole. The whole goof. Oh, so give us a we're back to the question. Amale Razvid, the Papata Shema, Yatza Chutz le Mechitza Tchomat Azara. Oh, the Kohen left the Mechitza of the Azara im Lishchot. If you went for a long time, Ta'un Tevila. That's not enough to make Kiddush Adam Raglam again. You need even to go to the Mikveh. However, im Lefisha'a. But if you went temporarily, you don't have such a big say hada'at. Ta'un Kiddush Adam Raglam. You just need Kiddush Adam Raglam alone without a Tevila. So you need two things or one thing. But what do you see? You see clearly that when you go out, even for a short amount of time, you still need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Amar de'achem ma'askina, k'kon she'asan le'hasich raglav. Lasich raglav is either to do his needs, you need to go to the bathroom. Lasich, let's come from lashon sukkah. When a person is doing his needs, meaning gedolim, he sits with his clothes draped over him like a sukkah to cover himself. So that's called lasich. Either he went to the bathroom or latil mayim. We're not talking about that. When a guy goes out, that's a mamash yasechadat. When a guy left the azara in order to go to the bathroom, for sure. When he comes back, he has to make a dua. I'm not talking about that case. I want to understand when he walked out and came back in. You give me a case where he went to go to the bathroom, for sure. His kiddush adayim is canceled. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? I don't need it for that case. Habeheji ketanila. Kol ha-mesech raglav ta'on tevila v'chol ha-metil ma'im ta'on kiddush adayim raglayim. If it's kidolim, he needs tevila. If it's ketanim, he needs kiddush adayim raglayim. It's beferush. The Gemara says, no. Tani ba'adam beferish. No, you have two statements. First, the Baraita just said, if you went out for a long time or short time, and then the Baraita explained later on, what do you mean long time, short time? Ha, gedolim. Ha, kitanim. So you have no ayat, our case again.
That's a shiur of time?
No. He did do it. What does it mean when it says he went for a long time?
That's what it means.
He went to do gedolim. What does it mean short time? He went to do kitanim. But I'm not talking about a case. I want to understand. I walked out of the Beit HaMikdash. Do you have to make a shiur of time? No, ayat to my question. So Gemara says, okay, we're going to continue. Tashema, para. Oh, back to the para aduma. What's the story of the para aduma? Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef Amar, mekadesh bechli sharet bifnim. So the Kohen has to make kiddush adayim v'raglayim bechli sharet in the azara, just like a regular korban. Para aduma has a regular din of avodah. You go into the azara, go to the sink, make kiddush adayim v'raglayim. That says, now wait. Paraduma is not done in Beit HaMikdash.
Outside.
It's not outside. It says V'yotze. He goes outside the Azra to do the Paraduma. The Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Afidu Bachutz, Afidu Bechlichol, Afidu Bemekeda, Sheil Hay. He says, no. So Paraduma, you can even, since the whole service is outside, you can even do the Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Outside, you don't need Klishere, you can use a regular drinking glass, Bekeda has a drinking glass, even Kedihadesh, you don't need any special dinim. Okay, but according to the first Shita, you're doing Kiddush Adam Raglayim inside, and then you're going outside, and we're saying it's still. Okay. Amar papa shani para hui v'chol ma'aseh b'chutz lo pasa b'yesi'ah. Paraduma is different. That's where you do it. The service is done outside. So therefore, since the service, I want to know in a case where the service can be done inside and the coin left outside. So paraduma is different. Right. So what do you make you do the raglayim inside for then? If you tell me the whole service is done outside, so what is the first rabbi coming and tell me you got to make kiddush adayim raglayim inside the azara? Either it is avodah, it's not avodah. So Gemara says ke'en avodah pinim, which means we treat it the gabe kiddush adayim raglayim like it's an avodah pinim for that item. Therefore, you got to kiddush inside, but the service itself is outside. If I'm not going to say that the avodah that you did inside is going to be pasul if you went, that's just like it's quasi. Rov avodat is outside, but we treat it as avodat of the Mikdash, as an avodat that's going to be done with kiyor. But this is going to be different than any other one, because this is the majority is done outside. I'm not going to say that the avodat was done. It's going to be pasul. We have no idea from Paraduma. Paraduma is different. Go back to the question. Gemara doesn't answer. By the way, Gemara does not answer. Okay, question. No answer. Ibai lo tuma. Oh boy. Mao she to'il le kiddush adayim v'raglayim. He did kiddush adayim and became tameh. We would say it's a no-brainer. Does he have to make kiddush adayim v'raglayim again? Does he have to wash his hands with the kiyor again? Let's go. If you say the one yitzi'ah lo pasla, if you want to tell me the last question, we'll answer it. Yitzi'ah is okay. Leaving the Beit HaMikdash is okay. I'll tell you the gavra hazeh, because the guy's still ra'ui. He's just in the wrong place, but he himself is tahor. However, but here where the guy himself became tameh, his mind is off his hands anymore because he became tameh. So therefore, he made a sechad. Let's do it again. Since the guy knows he can purify himself again, which is going to go to the mikveh, he's careful, and therefore he's not going to touch things that are meduchlach on his hands. Yes, go to the mikveh. I'm not arguing. Yes, go to the mikveh. But once he goes to the mikveh, he's back. I don't know the next day. I'm talking about the same day. The guy went into the Beit HaMikdash. He did Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim. He became Tameh. So he's got to go to the Mikveh, no? Oh, so he's got to go to the Mikveh. So we say, do we say what? He's not Ra'ui. For those moments that he's not Ra'ui, his Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim is lost. Or do you say no? Bottom line, his body is a tameh. He'll go to the mikveh, but he's washing his hands because he knows he can fix himself. Comes the Gemara and says, Tashema, kidesh adav v'raklav, v'nitme'u, his hands became tameim, matbilim, v'en sarich l'kadesh. Clearly, his hands became tameh, dip him in the mikveh, and you're okay. Gemara says, come on, that's no raya. I'm asking about the hands. Hands, I understand. You can fix them in the mikveh. Wait till my way to the tameh's whole body. Could be that's a bigger hesech hadat. No, it's too much. No, it doesn't travel to the whole hand. The body. That's right. That's right.
Part of his body.
Right. Yeah. Too much. Too much yadayim. There's too much yadayim. There's a such thing. Yes, there's such thing as too much yadayim. So comes Gemara and says, Gemara says like this. Which one? Kol gufo. This is what you were asking, David. Gemara says which one? Kol gufo. Even though he goes to the mikveh during the day, he's not tahor until he'arev shemesh. No, till the night. Oh, so therefore asuchem asav date, because long time. I was assuming the case is talked about. The guy went to the mikdash. He got to him at 9 o'clock in the morning. Ah, guy's got to wait. He went to the mikveh. Guy's got to wait till 6 o'clock at night. Ah, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. That's to say, I'm not. For sure, this could be considered a problem if you have to do it again. Well, who said? What'd you make that case? I'll tell you. Maybe the guy coming at 5:59. Maybe the guy three at 5:59. He went to the mikveh. He's only tameh for 30 seconds. I mean, who told you to make the case like that? Gemara says Vidilma. He says Kigon de tameh samuk shkiat hama. Maybe the guy got tameh close to shkiat hama. Therefore, no hesech adat. Back to the question. The Gemara sought to answer. Well, but that is hesech adat. He's got to wait till the erev shemesh. From 9 in the morning till 6 p.m., this is hesech adat. Who told you to look at a case like that? I'm asking about a case where I got tameh at 5:59. He went to the mikveh. When is he tahor? 6 o'clock. So this whole thing's a minute. So what's the question? Maybe there's no hesech adat. So Gemara says, Tashema, I'll answer. Back to the paraduma. Para Rabbi Hayab Rabbi Yosef Amar Bekadesh Bechli Shalit Bifnim. ויוצא, ורבי יוחנן אמר אפילו בחוץ, אפילו בכלי חוד, אפילו במחידה של חרס. והפרן, beautiful, watch this, we learned this already, many times. The תמויה מתמין הנה. The law is, the guy that threw the פרה אדומה, they would מתמם on purpose. And they would then tell him to go to the מקווה, and then to actually continue working with the פרה, because they wanted the guy that's doing the פרה אדומה to be תבול יום. Because the Torah allows a tevul yom to do the para aduma. So, and that's not a mitzvah to have a tevul yom. The Torah just says, if he is a tevul yom. But since the tzedukim held right. That tevul yom is no good, he's got to wait till sunset. So, bedavka, they would make the guy a tevul yom in order to, exactly, to show the tzedukim, you're wrong, to stick it to them. So now let's discuss the para aduma case. Para aduma case is what? He's got to make kiddush adayim and aglayim. Okay, then what did they do? They went, they betamed him. And then they would send him to the why would they do that? That's what the Gemara says. They would betamed him on purpose. In order to remove from the heart of the tzedukim, they would say, you have to wait for the erev shemesh. They would mahmir in this case. So they would not puke. Now what do you see over here? Shma'mina lo pasla ba'atuma. Exactly, because it doesn't say make kiddush adam raglaim again. He did the kiddush adam raglaim. They metameh him, mikveh, and continue. As you see, the kiddush adam raglaim doesn't get nullified from the tumah. Paraduma is different. Shani para who il the tvul yom lo pasil ba. You see kulot over here. Tevul Yom is not posel by para aduma, so therefore don't bring me out after para aduma. It could be just like Tevul Yom is not posel bo. So I'll tell you, the kiddush adam and aglaim is lenient. It's lenient. I'll tell you, when you went to the mikveh, when you became tamei, you what do you call it? Still good. Because yachi lamed the mikdash. So then what do you have to make kiddush adam and aglaim at all then? If you tell me the school on, okay, an avodah b'ayinah. It's not totally nothing. You got to make avodah, but the avodah needs more lenient. Again, don't bring me out for para aduma. Paraduma, I'll tell you, the reason why when you became Tameh, you're going to make Tameh Naglaim again, you see, even Tvul Yom is okay by Paraduma, so there's leniency by Paraduma. So don't do it at all. No, listen, we have to do certain avodot to treat it. But the avodot of the para aduma, even though we're doing it like the avodot of a regular korban, there's not the stringencies of a regular korban. Because bottom line, you see, tevul yom works. Okay, so para aduma is not not a raya. We don't know. We don't have an etzda question. We don't have an etzda question. Imagine we don't have an etzda question. If a guy became tameh, does he have to make a what do you call it again? So comes Gemara, says another question. Gemara has one more question. Ibayru. Ma'u the kaddish yadav v'raglav bekiyor. You're not pouring from the kiyor. You're dipping your hands into the kiyor. He fills the sink up.
Yeah, you put your feet in
there. Right, puts his hands and feet into the kiyor itself.
Right.
Okay. Bekiyor. No, it doesn't work like that. Normally, they take from the water, they pour it on his... Remember we said he puts his right hand on his leg? Puts it up, and they take from the kiyor, they pour it over his hands and feet. Well, it's a different item. Tevilat kiyor.
Yeah, he dips in a bubble bath.
Exactly. No, not sitting in it, because it's not towards his whole body.
No, but like he puts his feet...
His feet are in the kiyor. Yeah, exactly. Like a foot water. Exactly. So Gemara says, Memenu amarachmana. Continue, look, you're saying good. Memenu. Velo betocho. Velachtu memenu. From it. Watch, from it. Velo betocho. Odilma, afilu betochu doju. Memenu is not lavdavka. Memenu can mean also betochu. From it. It is from it. When I stick my feet in the kiosk, it's not from it. It is from it. Oh, you know, memenu is going to come out of it. Okay, let's give us a question. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Nashema, o shetaval b'me me'ara, which means, let's say the guy went to do me'ara. He went into the cave over there where there was water, and he dipped. Instead of doing the kiyor, so what does it say? Aval avayot pesula. Oh, what does that tell us? It tells us of it. Ha me kiyor du miyad me ma'ara aval avayot kashera. So only because you did it in the mikveh outside of the kiyor. But if you dipped in the kiyor like the me ma'ara, it would be okay. Or the me ma'ara is stuff you went to mikveh over there. Somewhere in the area was what do you call it? Gathering water. He dipped. What do we say? Pesula. Make a diuk. It's me ma'ara. But do that same procedure in the kiyor, you'll be okay. Meaning tivila be kiyor kasher. Be ma'ara is a pasul. But ma she'asita be ma'ara ta'asa be kiyor ye kasher. Gemara says no. Me ma'ara is tariqa le. I would tell you me ma'ara is hadush. Why? Shelo tomar kol gufo tovel ba'em yadav v'raglav lo kol sheken. Which means the guy's dipping his whole body in the mimara. He uses this mikveh. His whole body becomes taor. You tell me his hands are not going to become kasher. So that's such. Even though mimara, your whole body becomes taor. Kamash one that what? What do you call it? His hands do not become a kiddush dam reglaim. Which means I would have thought that Me'mara is better than the Kiyor in a sense. Because it's able to metahed the whole body. Therefore it should be okay. Because Me'mara is a mikveh. To metahed for the body. Therefore I would say Tevila and Me'mara would work. But you cannot make a diyuk from the Kiyor. Because the Kiyor is not a Tevilat Keshirat. Kiyor is Maim She'uvin. The Kiyor is drawn. Drawn water is not going to be contained. They would fill the kiyor up. So therefore, you have no right just because you're telling me the me'ara, don't make you do, me'ara is no good, but do the same thing. No, me'ara would have a minute to mikveh. Therefore, mikveh is okay, but kiyor is not a mikveh. You're asking, therefore, who says it can be good? Okay, so Gemara comes along and says, one more point. One more point. Amar b'chaya bar Yosef. Make kiyor. No, Gemara doesn't answer this question either. Amar b'chaya bar Yosef. Make kiyor nifsalin lematirin. Kematirin le'evarim ke'evarim. Okay, what is this thing over here? B'chaya bar Yosef says, make kiyor nifsalin. To make kiyor, the waters of the sink become tameh, or pasul, I should say, lematirin. Kematirin. What is this? We have to read Rashi. Look at Rashi. Le'evarim ke'evarim matirim kematirim. Read. That Rashi we read. Haki Garcinan. Okay, so Hachi Garcina. See, Ben, it's right in the middle of the Rashi, Meme'ara. There's a Hachi Garcina.
Okay, Hachi Garcina.
Amar Yosef.
Amar Rifchia Bar Yosef. Mekior Nefselin Lematirin Kimetirin Leverin.
Leverin Kevarin.
Leverin Kevarin.
Benafazda Amar.
Benafazda Amar. Af Lematirin En Nefselin.
Ela?
Ela Be'amud HaShachar Kevarin.
Okay, what is this talking about? Somebody read you explain a bit. Matirin. הם אותם חלקי הקורבן שהקרבתם על גבי מזון מתירים הם את שאר הקורבן להיות נחב ונחתר. Certain items are matir the korban. You cannot eat the korban until you put the certain items on the mizbeah. Those items are called the matirim of the korban. The dugma, because korban behema. What's the item that's matir? It's zilikat adam on the mizbeah. Once you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeah, it's mutar. What does it mean? Matirat ha'emurim la'aktara. Now you can bring the emurim on the mizbeach and sacrifice them. Umatirat ha'basal la'akhira. Now you can eat the meat. No problem. Kemochen by mincha. What's the matir by mincha? The komets. Once you take the komets and you put the komets on the mizbeach, now you can eat the, what do you call it? You can eat the mincha. Okay. Zman zirikat adam v'tata komets bayom.
Before
Sunday. The day that you slaughtered the Qurban, yeah, that's the day you have to make the Kimitzah and Haktara and the Zirikat Adam. In the Shalu Adam, because of Hashkiat Ham, let's say you wait right to Shkiat Hama. So that becomes Pasun, if Silu, Belina. Okay. And if you can eat the Qurban. Once the dam becomes Pasul, the rest of the Qurban that you didn't eat, you didn't put on the Mizbeah, is Pasul. Okay. The Bihayab of Yosef Koveya. Shizman Kashrutam Shil Mekiyor. The waters of the Kiyor that are in the sink, Kafuf Lizman Kashrut Otam Halkea Kurban Shemahem Yuwa Kohen. Which means they follow the parts of the animal that are Matir. המקדש של דבר גם בן הכיור עושה את העבודה כך שכהן העומד לעשות עבודה עם הדם. Let's say he's doing עבודה with dam. So he's got to wash his hands before he does the עבודה with the dam. צריך לקדש עם מים שלא נפסלו בשקיעת החמה. It follows the service. You're doing the service of zirikat dam. When is zirikat dam become pasul?
At
shekiah. So the waters that you're doing it with have to be waters that will be done, that be done in the day. Once shekiah hits those waters, the waters are pasul as well. Kolomar hakiyor yatzarik lot shakua bebor biyom shelifnechen, which is the bor we said the kiyor was what was attached to the ground, connected to a wellspring underneath the ground. So he says, "Hakiyor ya tzarich liot shakua bebor biyom shelifnechen mikodim shkiyat hama ad leachar alot hashachar," which means it had to be there from before shkiyat hama. They put the what do you call it in the
stopper.
No, they put the board,
the
kiyor, back into the board. From where? From before shkiyah, and it was in there until the next morning. Kedesh yichshiru mimavus lokem shi'avod machara v'lo damo komets. Mayim elu nifsalim lo rak b'rega shkiyat tahama ela b'meshek kol ha'layla kulo. Im u'alak kiyum rabo meshek ha'layla. Let's say they took the kiyur out in the middle of the night, even for 1 second. So once they took it out for 1 second, the mayim is going to become pesulim. Afilu hushka kiyur b'chazim. They put it back with nalot ha'shach b'shum sh'ayu ha'mayim b'kiyur b'zman kezish pasul av netamatini. Exactly. The whole time that the kiyor's got to be there from before shkiyat hama, the day before. Okay, the kohen's bringing zirikat adam on Wednesday. When does it become pasul zirikat adam? Wednesday at shkiyah. So the waters that are used has to be like the matir, like the zirikat adam. That these waters could not have passed through shkiyah. Could not have passed through shkiyah. What does that mean? It means the day before Tuesday, before Shki'ah, they took the kiyur, they put it back down. Once they put it back down, it's connected to the source. There's no lina, because it's connected. Before Shki'ah. So no problem. When Shki'ah passed, kasher, the whole night, no problem, it's all attached. Next morning, after Alot HaShachar, boom, they take it out. So just like the matir, the Zirkat Adam in this case, didn't pass through Shekiah, so the waters also have to have that standard that they didn't pass through Shekiah when they were in the what do you call it, the Kiyor. Okay? Now, what's the next line? So we have one more line. Le'ebarim kemarim. Oh, but if you're doing bones, meaning taking the bones of the olah, let's say, and sticking it on the mizbeah, so then already, what's the law of the bones?
All night.
The bones all night. You're able to take the bones of the korban olah, and you take them from the day, and they can be on the mizbeah till the next morning, till alot ha-shachar. That's what they do all night. So therefore, the kiyor waters that the kohen uses to do that item are only going to be pasul if they went through alot ha-shachar, let's say. So therefore, what would the case be? So he says the case would be every kol korban mutarim nachniv al gabei mizbeah gam b'shekol ha-layla al mokeda al mizbeah kol ha-boker. So bihaya b'shekol she'me kiyor nifsalim ba'amud ha-shachar. עבור קידוש לסורקת הדברים. כהן שעומד להתיר איברים. Let's say he's going to bring the איברים. He brought the Quran on Wednesday. So he's bringing the Quran Wednesday night. He can bring the whole, what do you call it, the whole night until the next morning. צריך לקדש עם מים שעונסו בעמוד השחר. You have to make sure that the water that you're using was not פסול. How? שמתחילת אותו יום. כלומר, הקיור צריך להיות שקוע בבור ברגע עלות השחר. That's the main thing. So long as the board, the קיור was in the ground, through alot ha-shachar, therefore it's going to be okay. Okay, so therefore, based on what you're bringing, you got to ask what the story with the water was. That means if they tell him, okay, he's at night now. What are you doing now? I'm taking the bones, I'm putting it on the mizbeah. Ah, okay, I need the water. So he's got to ask, what time this morning did they take the sink out of the bor? Then tomorrow they did it. After alot ha-shachar, meaning during alot ha-shachar it was shakua. Yeah, okay. So why judging alot ha-shachar? Because these things become pasul alot ha-shachar. So therefore, the water's got to be kasher at alot ha-shachar time. If it's out of the board through alot ha-shachar, it's going to be pasul. Or the other case, the guy doing zirikat adam. Ah, zirikat adam. I need water. Okay, what type of water? Oh, that zirikat adam is pasul at sunset. So you have to. It's yesterday when they put the board back into the well. When did they put it back into the well? 10 minutes before sunset. I mean, at sunset it was kasher the waters. It was connected to the board. There was no dinah by sunset. Oh, so then you can appoint the sunset. So matirim ke matirim, evarim ke evarim. One more sheet. Taref was amar af le matirim en nifsalim elam amudashah ke evarim. He's lenient. He says that even things that are the cutoff point is what do you call it, sunset, you be lenient. That so long as the waters were in the bor by alot ha-shachar, it's okay. Don't you tell me, Gemara Amar Kiyor Kevan Sheshikoh Shuv in Maalehu. Okay, once they put the bor in the what do you call it, the kiyor into the bor before Shkiyat Tahama. Before the end of the day, shuv in ma'alehu. They would not take it out until Amud Ashadi. But I was going to explain exactly what the Yohanan is talking about. Basically, we have three shitote. One shita is matirim ki matirim, evarim ki evarim. Second shita, matirim ki evarim. And the third shita, once they would put it in at the end of the day by Shkiat Hama, they would leave it in there till the next morning. Okay, I know what that means. We'll have to see exactly what the Yohanan is coming to teach us by that stage.